Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for November 14th to 26th, 2010. The Palestinian Authority insists on settlement freeze in order to resume talks, and the Israeli military steps up attacks against Palestinian population in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report, as usual, with the non-violent activities in the West Bank. The details with IMEMC's Annie Rizabal.
This week, the anti-wall protests took place in the villages of Bilayin and Nilayin in central West Bank and also in Al-Masara in southern West Bank. Like every Friday, Israeli and international supporters joined the villagers at all these locations. In Al-Masara village, south of Bethlehem, four peace activists and a 15-year-old resident, Mutasem Sadi, were detained during the weekly protest against the wall. The demonstrators were prevented from reaching the land confiscated by Israelis and pushed back to the village. The demonstrators were prevented from reaching the land confiscated by Israelis and pushed back into the village when some young Palestinians threw stones in the direction of Israeli soldiers and several rounds of tear gas canisters and smoke grenades were fired. In Bilayin, West Ramallah, dozens of protesters suffered tear gas inhalation following the clashes during the march organized by the Popular Committee Against the Wall. Peace activists and international supporters joined village residents in the weekly demonstration against the wall and settlements. Demonstrators carried banners of Abdallah Abu Rahma, a leader of a popular resistance who is in Israeli detention since July 2009. His 16-year-old son, Mohammed, was also detained this week after raiding his house. Abdallah was due to be released over a week ago, but his detention has been extended. He was convicted by the Israeli court of incitement and activity against the public order. However, as soon as the protesters reached the military fence, the Israeli soldiers who were stationed behind it threw tear gas at them for more than an hour. In the nearby village of Bilayin, the weekly protest started after the midday pray. Israeli and international supporters also joined the villagers, raising banners calling for national unity and resistance against the apartheid wall, the Israeli occupation and the settlement construction. The Israeli soldiers started throwing tear gas, metal bullets and stun grenades. As a result, dozens of people were treated for asphyxia due to tear gas inhalation. Protesters claimed that Israeli army also fired live ammunition at them. For IMEMC.org, this is Aneira Zabal.
Some Arab leaders warned this week of forcing political atmosphere in the region in case Israel does not comply properly with the peace efforts. Meanwhile, Palestinian Authority reiterated position regarding resumption of peace talks with Israel. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari has more.
Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak warned of a potential violence in the region and possibility in the entire world unless Palestinian-Israeli peace talks resume immediately. The Egyptian President also called on Israel to stop settlements construction and go for such talks right away. He maintained during a visit to Bahrain that Israel might embark on settlement buildings on all parts of the occupied Palestinian territories if current peace efforts fail. In Beirut, Prime Minister of Lebanon, Saad al-Hariri, told New York Times that his country embraces a comprehensive peace deal with Israel and that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu does not believe in peace. Al-Hariri pointed out that Israel's security can be guaranteed in any comprehensive peace that would involve the Palestinians, the Syrians, and his country. In reaction to an Israeli bill to hold a referendum on possible withdrawal from a Lebanese village on Israel-Lebanon borders as well as from the occupied East Jerusalem, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Muallim accused Israel of repudiating international obligations and having grand mockery of international law and UN resolutions. The Syrian official asserted that such parts of Arab lands were occupied by Israel in 1967, and Israel since then has not complied with UN Security Council resolutions that demanded Israel to immediately withdraw from which. Also this week, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said that the Palestinian Authority would resume peace talks with Israel if Israel stops all forms of settlement activities in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. Israel had agreed to halt such activities in the West Bank only for a period of 3 months, based on guarantees from Washington. At the internal Palestinian level, local independent figures in Gaza met this week with Hamas officials with an effort to bridge the gap between the rival Fatah